Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Rain today. This afternoon, a cold front moves in and brings us a chance of showers and thunderstorms later today. I'll walk you through the timeline and show you the severe weather that storm is causing right now.
And WRAL is staying on top of breaking news from Chapel Hill. That is where one person was shot at a gas station. The search for the shooter as investigators determine what caused the shooting.
It's spring break travel season here at RDU, and we're tracking cancellations and delays. Coming up, what you need to know if you're headed out to the airport.
The Duke Blue Devils are one and done in the ACC tournament. How underdog NC State is preparing for today's matchup as they advance to the semifinals. The Wolfpack just clicking at the right time. Three wins down and two more wins to go if they want to go to the big dance. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We're glad you're with us on this Friday. We made it to the end of the week. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Levenga. I know Duke said they have to return to a players-only meeting to kind of strategize about how they're going to go forward. Something we're going to be watching, and Casey Hintz will have a report on that. Mm-hmm. But first, we got to go to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, because you're tracking some weather that's pushing into our area.
This cold front will head our way later on this afternoon. But as it crosses the mountains, it will weaken. The best chance for severe storms is going to be down here in the deep south. We have a number of tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings in progress down here across parts of Alabama and Mississippi, and a brand new severe thunderstorm watch in effect there. We're not likely to see any of that. However, we will see some rain. So let's walk you through it. We'll see some sunshine this morning, but we'll end up by lunchtime seeing cloud cover rolling in between 1 and 3 o'clock is when we'll have the best chance for rain. Once we get just past 5 o'clock, it's just going to move into showers, just some isolated showers, nothing terribly heavy. And then we may even see a few showers lingering into early Saturday morning. That's the big change that we're seeing on this model. Between 6 and 8 o'clock, we could still see a few isolated showers Saturday morning. But then the rest of the day, Saturday, looks nice and dry. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh, down Fayetteville Street toward Memorial Auditorium. It's 58 degrees, so it is still warm. We did hit the 80s yesterday. 83 was our high for the first time this year. Walking out the door, mostly in the 50s. It is 61 in Southern Pines, 57 Goldsboro, 59 in South Hill. So it's a warm start. As that front approaches, our winds will pick up. We may see some gusty winds within a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but even outside of the storms, winds will be gusting 20 to 25 out of the southwest, bringing more warm air in. So another day of highs in the 80s, but this front will help to drop our temperatures a bit for the weekend, and another one on Sunday could bring a few showers and some colder temperatures. We'll take a closer look at that coming up. Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Michelle McConaughey in for Brian Schrader this morning. Already shaping up to be a busy day on the roads, tracking two crashes right now. The first one I want to bring you to is in Raleigh. It's on Sunnybrook Road, following reports of a crash involving a USPS truck on Sunnybrook Road between Halston Lane and Falstaff Road. That portion of Sunnybrook Road is closed this morning. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker showing that crash. We do know this is a crash with injuries. We are working to learn the extent of the injuries this morning. So if you're in that area, just to give you a workaround, because you won't be able to get through on Sunnybrook, if you're on New Bern or you're on Pool Road, you'll want to use South King Charles Road or Donald Ross Drive. Those run parallel to Sunnybrook. Those should get you around that closure this morning. Another crash that I'm also following, 440 westbound, hearing reports of an overturned dump truck. You can see quite busy in the westbound lanes this morning. WRAL's Nick Perlin is on the scene. Nick, what can you tell us about this crash? What do we know?
Well, Michelle, I can tell you, I can look over here and I can see traffic moving at a very slow pace, like you just said, because of the accident behind me. I'm going to step out of the way and give you a better look. My photographer is going to show you what we're looking at right now. You can see that dump truck completely flipped over on its side. We've also seen tow trucks here on the scene trying to clear this those lanes as quickly as possible. Crews are working very hard. I can say at one point we saw no traffic at all moving past these dump trucks. Now we're starting to see traffic on that far lane slowly creep by. Again, this is on the Beltline near Western Boulevard. We're told that dump truck had the bed of the truck open and then it hit a bridge, and that caused it to turn on its side. We're still trying to find out if anyone was hurt and when all these lanes will be cleared, but it could take a while. As you can see, a very active scene right here. Until then, traffic is going to be moving very slowly, so you should really try to find alternate routes on your commute to work today to try to get around this. Reporting live in Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Breaking news in Chapel Hill. A person is hurt after shooting near a gas station on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Police just cleared the scene after 4:30 after spending 6 hours on the scene. Officers responded to the call around 10:30 last night. Police say the person who was shot is expected to recover. Officers are working to track down the shooter.
And this morning, police in Raleigh are working to find the person responsible for a shooting near a bus stop. We first brought you this during our 10 o'clock newscast last night. It happened just after 6 o'clock along South Wilmington Street near Pecan Road. Glass behind a bus stop was shattered and shell casings were covering the ground there. Surveillance video you see here from a nearby business shows several people start to run once the shots were fired. A white SUV appears in the footage, but it's unclear if the driver or the passenger are responsible for the shooting. Police say that no one was injured in that shooting.
Breaking news. Severe weather moved through Indiana and Arkansas last night, causing major damage. At least one tornado was confirmed in Arkansas. The National Weather Service says the tornado hit the area near Hot Springs Village. There were reports of baseball-sized hail, downed power lines, some roofs were torn off. In Indiana, one person was injured in the storm. Coming up in our next half hour, a look at the damage just across the border in Ohio, where firefighters are responding to reports of multiple deaths.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, some quick-thinking firefighters in Tempe, Arizona, in the right place at the right time. Take a look at what I'm talking about. The guys were just playing some pickleball outside the fire station when this car apparently lost control, barreled across the parking lot, and struck a couple of cars. One of the firefighters, of course, ran into the fire station to get more help. You can see the other firefighters rushing to the aid of that driver. At this point, it is believed that that driver suffered some type of medical emergency. The man on the ground was, of course, taken to the hospital again. It happened earlier this week, but the Tempe firefighters released this video just this morning, brand new into the WRAL Live Center. Right place, right time. Hopefully that man will be okay.
He recovers just fine. Thank you, Ken. Spring break travel season is underway as the TSA expects to screen an estimated 107 million passengers during this travel period. It's actually more than this time last year. But either way, management at airports across America say they are prepared. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now from RDU. Kelsey, I know you've been kind of relocating as things continue to pick up there at the airport. What should people know before they take off on their flights?
Chris, some good news to start the morning. There's one less delay here at RDU than there was 30 minutes ago. So now we're at five delays this morning, according to FlightAware. Check out the TSA security line. Those spring break travelers are moving through the line pretty smoothly. We haven't seen any major backups in that line. But last year, RDU had a record-breaking number of spring break travelers. This year, they're expecting to top that. They're estimating a 6% increase in the number of travelers this month. Airport officials say Mexico and the Caribbean are the most popular spring break travel destinations from RDU. Jake Potter with RDU says these are his top three recommendations for spring break travelers.
The first is booking your parking online. You can do that at RDU.com. Another thing you can do is to download your airline's mobile app. That's the fastest way to find out important travel updates. And then third is just to get to the airport early.
I just checked parkrdu.com within the last 15 minutes. Those parking lots are filling up, so if you are coming to the airport today, be sure to get here early. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live at RDU.
Today, CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen will visit students at the UNC School of Medicine for their Match Day ceremony. Match Day is when the students will learn which residency programs they've been accepted to. Dr. Cohen, who as Secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, helped lead the state through the COVID pandemic. She'll talk about the importance of a strong health care and public health workforce. This morning, she'll be stopping by the studios. I'll have the opportunity to sit down and chat with her. You can catch that interview this morning on Fox 50 at 7:45.
Looking forward to watching that one. The ACC men's basketball tournament is down to its final four teams, including two from right here in the Triangle. But it's not the two teams many basketball fans would expect. NC State is preparing for a game at 9:30 tonight against Virginia after an upset win over Duke in last night's quarterfinals. NC State took a three-point lead into the half and extended it to as many as 10 in the second half. And Duke came back to make it close down the stretch, but it wasn't enough. The Wolfpack stayed alive in the tournament with their third win in 3 days, 74-69 over the Blue Devils.
Top-seeded UNC will also be playing in the tournament semifinals. The Tar Heels handily defeated Florida State on Thursday afternoon, 92-67. They will play Pitt in their semifinal game at 7 tonight. In the next half hour, WRL's Casey Hintz reports from Washington, D.C. ahead of tonight's matchups.
The town of Cary is working to help families affected by displacement. Just ahead, the approved program that will pay for families to be relocated.
And an Olympic gold medalist is being honored in a special way. Coming up, the plans Seattle Reign has to retire soccer legend Megan Rapinoe's jersey.
And big weather changes coming today. It's still going to be warm at 82, but this afternoon we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll walk through the timeline and then a chance of a shower Saturday and Sunday, but not very much. I'll show you which times look the wettest coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Taking a live look at Apex this morning. Gosh, it feels so nice out there. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s right now. It was such a warm day yesterday and so many people out in my neighborhood, everybody taking advantage of it. It'll be warm today, but by the afternoon, we're also going to see rain, so it's not going to be as great a day to be outside as it was yesterday. 59 in Lewisburg, 53 Fayetteville, 60 in Tarboro, 55 Irwin, 59 in Rocky Mount. So mostly as you're stepping out the door, we're looking at temperatures in the mid 50s to right around 60. Very warm. We'll have the best chance of rain in the Triangle right around the middle of the afternoon. Then it tapers off just to some isolated showers later on this evening. So for exercise, get out there and do it this morning. Temperatures are feeling good. At lunchtime, we'll already be close to 80 degrees, but of course, 82 for the high, but a chance of showers later on.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Busy morning on the roads this morning. I want to take you out to this crash on I-40 right now. You can see a lot of emergency personnel on scene, a lot of people moving over. I'm working to learn what exactly happened with this crash here, but I'll show you what it looks like on the map. A portion of 40, you can see the slowdown between 540 and Aviation Parkway. That happened in the eastbound lanes. We are hearing that is a serious crash, so I am working to learn more. As soon as I know, I will tell you. Another crash that we're also following is one on I-440 westbound. We're hearing of an overturned dump truck. We do have video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. We've been there for quite some time there, working to learn the extent of any injuries with that one as well. Another crash I'm also following this morning is on Sunnybrook Road, portion of Sunnybrook Road between Halston Lane and Falstaff Road, going to be shut down this morning because of a USPS truck that actually crashed into a pole in the median. This is video from the breaking news tracker. We know that this is a crash with injuries, working to learn the extent of the injuries there, but we do know Sunnybrook Road will be closed for about 5 hours this morning. So to get around that, Donald Ross Drive or South King Charles Road should get you back to Poole Road or New Bern Avenue this morning.
A lot of crashes this morning. Hopefully everyone's okay. Thank you, Michelle. The town of Cary has approved an affordable housing program that's expected to help people affected by redevelopment. The town council approved a plan more than $500,000 that it will provide relocating assistance for low-income residents. That'll happen over 3 years. The town partnered with Dorcas Ministries for the program called Stable Homes Cary. Many people who attended the meeting are residents of Chatham County. That meeting was yesterday. And then Chatham Estates, as I just mentioned, is a mobile home community affected by redevelopment. The CEO of Dorcas Ministry says they plan to start work immediately.
Ahead this morning on Today, the story of one couple's love amidst the losses of the wildfires in the Texas Panhandle is touching hearts worldwide.
You needed a little backup?
Yeah, I'm not as strong as I used to be.
I wasn't going to let him go out there by himself because he has fallen, and I just wanted to be there to help him if I could.
Literally, she's always got his back. She's backing him up. You know, this is, they do it together.
More of their heartwarming story is coming up on Today, which airs right here on WRAL starting at 7.
From From St. Patrick's Day fun to a chance to support young entrepreneurs, there is no shortage of family fun ahead of this weekend in the Triangle.
Let's start with more information about St. Patrick's Day events. One of the biggest is the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade happening tomorrow. WRL's Jeff Hogan, that lucky guy, is the Grand Marshal this year. The parade starts at 10 a.m. This year, there will be no motorized vehicles, but there will be plenty of marching bands, dancers, and lots of dogs. The official parade after party will be at Hibernian Pub on Glenwood Avenue. It will be a block party with live music, bagpipe players, and a lot of fun.
And tonight and tomorrow, the Symphony will be taking a trip back to the 80s. Get ready for some classic 80s music, including Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Addicted to Love, and The Final Countdown. Renee and I may have been singing during the commercial breaks. It all happens at Mamandi Hall in downtown Raleigh. Tickets are still available. For more on these events and even more suggestions for weekend fun, just go to WREL.com and search the words Out and About.
I mean, we're here to wake you up before you go, right?
Don't be hanging on.
Come on, Elizabeth. I know you know the words.
She's like, nah, I'm just doing weather, guys.
You know, I got serious stuff I have to talk about. Nobody wants to hear me sing, that's for sure. We have this cold front that we've been tracking all week long, and it is moving into the deep south right now. We'll kick things off at about midnight, and we do have a brand new severe thunderstorm watch that just was posted about 30 minutes or so ago across parts of Mississippi and Alabama. Things are really fired up just in the last, say, 4 or 5 hours. We have tornado warnings and severe thunderstorm warnings happening right now down here across Mississippi and Alabama. As this front crosses the mountains, it will weaken a little bit. The mountains oftentimes disrupt fronts, at least to some extent. And we're not likely to have severe storms in North Carolina. And if you remember yesterday, we did have this level one risk across Charlotte and the Southwest Mountains. The Storm Prediction Center pushed that farther to the south. So no severe weather threat currently in North Carolina. We'll continue to watch it, though. We do have the potential for some increasing clouds by lunchtime. And then this band of rain starts to move in around 1 o'clock, right through the middle of the viewing area at 3. That's when we'll likely have some scattered rain and potentially an isolated thunderstorm, but it shouldn't reach severe criteria. Once we get to 5 o'clock, it starts to become more scattered from the Triangle area westward. And we're looking at just some isolated showers as we get through the evening and overnight. But it doesn't end there. Look at this. We may see some more showers redeveloping early tomorrow morning. There's 6 a.m. with a few light showers, and then it's pushing out between 8 and 9. Of course, 10 o'clock is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, as we were just showing you, and of course, Jeff Hogan, the Grand Marshal. We should be dry by then, and we'll see increasing sunshine through the afternoon on Saturday. Saturday looks like a nice day. Now, Sunday, we're watching another chance for some showers. Most likely, we'll end up with some scattered rain in our southern counties as our cold front comes through. That's likely to be late in the day, so keep checking back if you have plans on Sunday for any updates on the timing of that. But again, this afternoon, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms, and then this evening, just a little bit of light patchy rain. A chance early Saturday morning and another chance late in the day on Sunday. How much rain total? Well, Futurecast has bumped the numbers up just a little bit. So we're looking at probably an average of a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. That's not a lot of rain for 3 days total. So, you know, in any particular portion of the weekend, we're not likely to see anything that lasts for a long time or is terribly heavy. One more day in the 80s. We had 83 yesterday, 82 today, 70 Saturday, 75 on Sunday, but Sunday is front that'll bring us a few isolated showers. It's also going to bring some colder temperatures. Right now, it is a quiet start as you're heading out the door in Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, Fayetteville. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s heading out, so it's a very warm start for us this morning. But colder air is on the way. Don't put the coats away yet. We have some lows in the 30s for next week. We'll take a closer look at that coming up in just a little bit. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Tracking a pretty big crash on I-40 eastbound this morning. This is live traffic cameras showing you the scene. You can see traffic pretty backed up, multiple lanes shut down because of this crash. We are working to learn more about this, how many cars were involved, and if anybody was hurt. We do have Sky 5 on the way to this scene this morning. As soon as they get there, we will bring you that picture live and bring you more information. Another crash I'm following on I-40 eastbound this morning. That is the one that I was just talking to you about. You can see the yellow and red on the map coming in from 40 and 540. So if you are on that road this morning, it's going to take you a couple minutes to get past that crash. Another crash I'm following, 440 westbound. This one is a dump truck, an overturned dump truck. We do have video from the WRL breaking news tracker of crews on the scene there working to get that dump truck flipped back over. We do know this is a crash with injuries, working to learn the extent of the injuries this morning. Another crash I'm following. A lot happening this morning. Sunnybrook Road, there was a USPS truck that hit a pole in a median. So Sunnybrook Road from Halston Lane to Falstaff Road, that's going to be shut down for about 5 hours this morning. We do know that also is a crash with injuries. To get you around that, because Sunnybrook is shut down, Donald Ross Drive, King, South King Charles Road, they both run next to Sunnybrook. You can take either of those to get you around that this morning, because again, that's going to be shut down for about 5 hours. Another crash we're following, crash on New Rand Road at US 70. That one, not looking at any significant delays so far, but I'll keep my eye on that one as well.
Just an unusually high number of crashes for this time in the morning. So be careful out there and stick with us. Michelle will help you navigate that morning commute. The crisis in Haiti is bringing more violence and heartache to the small island nation.
Thing that I see happening right now, a thing that I've never seen in my whole life.
Coming up, we hear from a pastor in Haiti who shares experiences living during surging gang violence.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
We're getting the first look at the trailer for the remake of a 90s classic.
Let's get you a look at What's Trending.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I saw things. I shouldn't have seen any of it.
The Crow is coming out June 7th. It's been 30 years since the original film was released. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that, but it's a different interpretation of the previous movie.
And Bill Skarsgård as Eric in that movie. Well, after a several-year break, Netflix is bringing back Black Mirror. The sci-fi anthology series will return next year. Chris is super excited about it.
I am.
So season 7 will have 6 episodes. Netflix has confirmed the new season will feature all new stories, and there will also be a sequel to season 4's USS Callister episode.
That's the one with Jesse Plemons in it. He is such an underrated actor. I genuinely love his performance in that, and I hope he makes a comeback, because the way the last one ended, it was kind of, what's going on there? So I'm very excited to see what happens with it.
And with these series, these are standalone series, different stories each time.
Different episode, different story.
Maybe you can just take it piece by piece there. All right. Here's Elizabeth now with a look at what we can expect ahead.
Powerful cold front is crossing parts of the country right now, especially the deep south, where we have a severe thunderstorm watch, severe thunderstorm warnings, and tornado warnings right now. As that front moves across the mountains, it will weaken by the time it gets here. But I'll show you what we will see this afternoon in terms of showers and storms coming up.
A dump truck just flipped behind me on the Beltline near Western Boulevard. Coming up, I'll tell you how this will affect your morning commute.